Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Chipper is here like every guest today, all the time, all the shows, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chip, you have to put down 100 hard-earned dollars, and I just get the other guy. You get the pick, I get the other guy. When you show up at Metrodome wearing your Helga horns on Sunday, who will be the starting quarterback?
So I got to lose my money and you lose nothing, right?
Well, No. If you get it right, I lose $100. If you get it wrong, I get $100.
I'm going to say J.J. McCarthy returns.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, KO... I guess that was press conference a little while ago, and he obviously didn't name the starter, wants to see him go through practice. And I don't think that that's necessarily him playing games. I think he probably does want to see how these guys progress through the week. Wentz his shoulder and then J.J. to make sure he can go through a full practice with his ankle. Without knowing where each guy is at, but I just think at some point you got to put McCarthy back out there to see – you got to learn about him. Right.
Yep.
And it's not going to be the line's not going to be perfect. We'll see how many starters they get back. I don't think O'Neal will be back. I think Darisaw probably should be at where he can play the full game. Donovan Jackson likely to return, I guess. So maybe you have three of the starters back. I don't think we'll see Ryan Kelly anytime soon. But it's never going to be perfect, Chad.
No.
If you're waiting for the line to be healthy, it's not going to happen.
No. Nope.
I mean, it's just you can't sit around and wait for the perfect scenario for to get them in. And we talked about this four-game stretch starting this week, and it's like all of a sudden it doesn't look as daunting as it did
not at
three
all.
Months ago. So Wentz has played good in relief. I want to know, the severity of his shoulder injury. Obviously, he finished the game, but you never know lingering effects and how he got, came out of that. So, but I just think the plan is you go back to the plan. You need to find out what you have in McCarthy. And he has to – the first two games, it was obvious. Anybody watched it, the game was moving at warp speed for him.
Too
he was
fast.
Indecisive.
Yep.
It was just flying for him. The only way he's going to get through that is to be on the field. I just don't know how much more watching from the sideline is going to – help him improve. He has to go through it, and so I just think if his ankle's fine, mobility, all that, there's no concerns about him physically. I think you put him back out there.
You lay it out very well because it's not an easy scenario, and you emphasize the key parts. We don't know. Let's say by Saturday, their final walkthrough is Wentz the healthier or is JJ the healthier? At some point. McCarthy has to play a lot of games this year. He just does. Wentz has not convinced any of us, I don't think, that he is so much better than the unknown of J.J. that we're just going to write J.J. off. And I got it. Rodgers sat. Love sat. But you nailed it. Now all of a sudden the Eagles come in and they're better than the Vikings, but you're not afraid of the Vikings? You're not afraid of the Eagles? Then you get the short week and the Chargers, man, the Chargers barely beat Miami yesterday. Mm-hmm. Detroit is still, in my opinion, I assume yours, the best team in this division. But they lost to a Kansas City team that's kind of finding their way. And the Ravens, I think me and you could score 10 points against the Ravens right now. So I would have no problem going back to McCarthy. But a part of what still sticks in my head is that last game, and they're playing a lousy team, and they're about to lose to the lousy Browns. And he goes, what, 9 for 9 for 72 yeah. yards? And he looked like a adult, more than a caretaker, with some polish, not in the Allen category, not in the Mahomes category, but a guy who was able to go up against one of the two or three best defenses in the game. And if you told me, and I think you in that scenario, who gives you the best chance in that scenario with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go, and you got to go 80 yards for a touchdown, who gives you the best chance? Isn't the answer still clear-cut Wentz?
Yeah, in that scenario, because of his experience, and he's gone through it and all those things. And I don't think it's an easy decision, because it's still as uneven, as disjointed, and as disrupted as the start of the season has been. This is still a team that's built to win now and has aspirations of, yes. you know, beyond the regular season. So this is not, hey, let's think about 2026 and 2027 and just get the young guy experienced and so he's better off there. No, this is a team that's trying to win right now and get into postseason. So you clearly have to factor that in. But I think the overarching thing to everything is, by the end of the season, you have to have a pretty good handle on what your quarterback is. And I just think, you know, Wentz has played good, but not so great where it's like, well, you can't take him off the field.
Right.
I mean, there's no way.
That's true.
You know?
So let me jump in. Let me give you, let's say they stay Wentz, okay? And let's say they beat Philly. Well, then you're not taking him out for the Chargers, right?
Nope.
And let's say they go through this stretch 3-1 and he starts all the games. Then, and I agree with you, too many people have given up on McCarthy. It's just utter ridiculousness. It's two games. And by the way, all the short passes that Carson Wentz was availed to him, how many of those were thrown out to JJ? I mean, I'm sure some of it was exactly what you said, the speed. But my God, I don't remember a lot of short routes where JJ was just looking to make a throw. It was all those long developing KOC ones. And you're like, come on. Whereas Wentz is at plenty. But man, if you're 3-1 and you got to look all these veterans in the eye who you're paying a lot of money, and then at that point, you know, you got a pretty good record, how does he get back in the game? So I think they're thinking that scenario too, because unless you finish the year, Chip, let's say Wentz plays so much better than he has so far, and you finish 12-5 or something, and you haven't learned about J.J. McCarthy, and you're really a team that's maybe you feel like it's a step back in the NFC, like what have you accomplished? But then I'm kind of laying out another scenario. Who in this conference do you say, whoa, they're so much better than everybody else?
Yeah, I think the Lions are still really good. I mean, I know they lost
yep.
last night, and they had
they're the best team in the conference.
I just think they're really good. But as we've seen through this five games, I don't think we can look seven games down at the road and think, what if they're, if this happens or that happens?
Yep.
They're just trying to get through a week
yeah,
with their
right.
bodies and figure it out. So it's
but if they're both healthy. And you go back to McCarthy, you're not just trying to get to the week, are you? You're also thinking about the future.
Well, yeah, 100%. But, the scenario you're saying is like, what if Wentz wins four
yeah,
more games
right.
and as we get halfway through? And it's like, well, you know, yeah, I guess you could look at those long terms. But I think if you go back to McCarthy, it is – I don't think if you go back to him, you're just saying, well, this thing could go anywhere. We could be terrible this year. And I don't think they're looking at it that way. I think they want him and expect him to play well, you know? But you have to, he has to be in the games. I just don't know. He sat all last year. He sat for this stretch here and watched. And I think KO said that's been beneficial to see how Carson Wentz has kind of handled the offense and processed and decision-making and decisiveness. Maybe that helped him. But I think he just needs to get back on the field and play. And so that's my hunch. But, again, it's going to come down to health. If they have any reservations about either one of them, I don't think they're going to put them out there.
The best team in college football is in the Big Ten. I don't think they reside in Columbus, Ohio, though. Let's discuss that and Gopher football when we come back with Chipper here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what this town needs, Chip? Somebody in the afternoon in this town who wants to talk Indiana football. We don't have anybody doing that, do we?
I know one person.
I know that guy rather well myself. I think his team should be number one in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers. They have the most impressive victory in college football this year, going to Oregon and winning. The comparison would be Ohio State at home beats Texas and Arch, who maybe is showing some level of competency. And I know we give way too much credibility to an established program. And also, by the way, a program that did this little thing last year and won the national championship. But there are dozens and dozens and dozens of new players on each team. And if you're just telling me right now, this day, at this point through the season, who's undefeated and who has the best win of the year, I don't even think it's a debate. It's the Hoosiers.
Yeah, I mean, they've been the most impressive when you think about what they did against Illinois.
Yep.
Think about the stretch. 3 weeks ago, just absolutely dismantled Illinois. And we thought that was going to be a big game, a big test, right?
Yep.
Blew them off the field. Then they go to Iowa, which I thought was sort of a trap game because Iowa's not great, but playing it on the road at Iowa's, you know, that's tough.
For sure.
You're coming off this big emotional game. It was national TV. And they go there and they don't play their A game, but they win.
They won.
And then they go out to Oregon and to not just beat them. I mean, they were clearly the better team.
Without a doubt. I watched a decent amount of that game. That guy, I mean, he is grumpy. He is salty. But when he said at his opening press conference, I win, Google me, or whatever he said,
yeah,
he's right.
I mean, and think about it. Like, their quarterback threw a pick six to tie the game.
Yep.
Oregon's crowd, that place is loud.
Nuts.
You're thinking, uh-oh,
yep.
here we go. And what do? Comes right back and has a touchdown drive, and then they score again to, I think, a field goal. to go up 10, I was like, that's impressive. I mean, not only are they really good physically, I think they're tough, like emotionally and mentally. So are they better than Ohio State? I don't know. I'm still really impressed with Ohio State's athletes and what they do on defense. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the receivers are really good. But they clearly are – those are the two best teams by far in the Big Ten. And I can see Indiana. I mean, this is not just – we're not going to say, oh, they got to the playoffs because of their schedule. You're not doing that anymore. They are legit power.
100%.
And, so now the conversation becomes – you know Penn State, after firing James Franklin, is going to make a run at Kurt Cignetti. I mean, can Indiana keep him, you know?
Well, financially they can't, right? They just have to count on he wants to stay. Now, he's a Pennsylvania guy. Matt Rhule played there. Okay. Would you absolutely take Cignetti over Matt Rhule?
Yes, 100%.
I would, too. I would, and even though he's older, I think they obviously have a crazy amount of money. They should just try to floor him.
Yeah, I mean, in 2 years, he's taken Indiana to the playoffs first year, and then this year, barring something crazy, they're going to be there again. I mean, no, he would absolutely be number one on my list, and you know, okay, it's in Indiana football, it's not like Indiana basketball, but this school has money. So it's not like they can't pay to keep him there. And I just think it'd be cool if he stays there.
I hope he does.
Yeah. Something. I hope he does for sure.
Who is the second most tenured coach in the Big Ten in football?
he resides here in town.
That is.
He was third behind Franklin. Yep. And then obviously Kirk Ferentz is number one. But yeah, it's hard to believe, right? PJ's the second most tenured coach.
It is hard to believe. I did look up their ages too again, just finished up that last part. Cignetti's 64, Rhule's 50, right? If they want to play that game. But yeah, PJ is now the second most tenured coach in the Big Ten. And I'll admit I was clicking because that was a good sports night. Because you also had a peck of a baseball game, too. But they did win. They made the plays in the end. The kid safety made the play. But what's going on with the offense and defensive line of this club? That's kind of been one of his calling cards. And they're a shell of their better teams.
Yeah, they didn't play good. I mean, they won, but they did not play good at all. And part on offense... that offensive line is just not up to standards right now. They shuffled, PJ shuffled four of the five guys before the Ohio State game, just trying to find the best combination and the best five and the best combination in the right spots. And they couldn't run the ball. They ran for 30 yards against Purdue. That's just putting way too much pressure on the freshman, Drake Lindsey, to try to carry everything. They've got to figure that out and be able to run the ball some. I'm not saying they're going to be a great running team because they weren't last year, but you've got to be more than what they are right now. Defensive line, their front guys, their starters, we thought were going to be really good, but the biggest problem, and this is not just a line, they're tackling. They have not been sharp tacklers. So that was a problem again against Purdue, so we'll see if they can get that cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, the tackling's dreadful because, I mean, the numbers for Purdue running the ball were nothing, and they were running at will, you know?
Yeah. They came into the game with one of the worst rushing teams in college football, and they had like 250-something yards against them. So that's not good.
Darius Taylor is just a guy so far. When you just keep talking about both sides of the line, he was going to be their – he's their guy. He's their star player. And because the offensive line, and then you thought, okay, you got to protect the kid quarterback who still looks pretty damn good to me, and you're not tackling anybody. So it's rather interesting. I also was clicking on the Wild the other night, and they gave up 7 goals. They had 52 shots, and I swear to God, every other person I either read or I listened to said, we got to shake up the Lions. I'm like, how about not give up 7 goals and you got 52 shots? You know?
They gave up 7 goals with Jacques Lemaire in the stands, right? He was there. I would love to see Jacques' reaction to that. They're glad they honored that first coach's staff, but he probably was
Elizabeth, the big one,
biting his tongue. Yeah.
What show are you and the missus watching right now? You watching anything good?
I know we're running late. You'll probably be mad at me because I started late. We started Game of Thrones. I know I'm late to the party.
You are late.
I know I'm late.
That's fine.
On that. I love it, though. It's good.
So I liked it. I just didn't love it as much as other people. And for me, it left such a sour taste because that last season just stunk. But for me, it's a little bit like I think Led Zeppelin's just fine, too. And like every other person wants to run me over in a car when I say that. And it's the same thing with Game of Thrones. Oh, you don't get it. I got it. I got dragons, boobs, you know, Family Matters. I got the whole thing. I got it down.
Yeah. I understood the mission.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Susie's still ferociously looking for that story. She'll get back to you in a couple days.
Appreciate it. See you, man.
All right, man. He's the best. We are so lucky to have him on. Chip Scoggins. Check out his work, Star Tribune, on a regular basis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes rapid fire radio.
Diane Keaton leaves us at the age of 79. Text me right now. When you think of Diane Keaton, you think of what? Because there's a lot. There is a lot with Diane Keaton. Is it? Number one for me, her playing a strong version of herself, seemingly, Annie Hall. I know you weren't born when Annie Hall first came upon the screen. I'm going to guess, you have not watched Annie Hall. That's
correct.
My guess.
Correct. I have not seen Annie Hall.
It's a tremendous movie. It is a tremendous movie. And the fashion distinctive icon that she became forever, right there on display. And so if I was just going to watch one Diane Keaton piece of work, it would be that. Now, I can also do this. I think the greatest movie ever made is Godfather 1. Not 2. I'm 1. She plays a rather integral role in that particular movie.
It's true.
So I'm not alone in thinking this is the greatest movie ever. And she is the rare normal, decent, law-abiding person in Godfather 1. And I do mean rare. Okay? How about Reds with Warren Beatty when they both were just phenomenal in that movie? Is it Father the Bride?
Yep.
A lot of people love her in that movie. What is the Nicholson one? I'm blanking right now.
Something's Gotta Give.
Something's Gotta Give, which is a damn good movie.
Mm-hmm.
With Keanu wooing her, and then Jack, who's dating the daughter, and all of a sudden, their chemistry. And Jack is kind of playing who Jack played a lot in that era. It was a stretch for him. A character, single, ladies' man. I don't know where that came from for Jack to pull that character
it's
off.
It's tough to be typecast like that, you know?
Exactly. Hey, Jack, just be you.
Just be you.
Okay.
We're not even going to change your name, actually. You're just going to be Jack Nicholson.
You're just Jack Nicholson. How about our relationships? How can you have a relationship with Woody Allen and then a much longer relationship with Al Pacino? And by all accounts, they both felt like they should have done it, but at some point she said, hey, Al, it's been 8-9 years. My friend Beyonce might say put a ring on it, you know? Didn't. She was so whimsical, so quirky, so authentic, so willing to show her insecurities that on talk shows, she was phenomenal. Like, I went down the Dave rabbit hole where there's one Dave where he's asking her, we heard a rumor that you were in the audience last week. She goes, yeah, I just came here to watch the show.
Okay.
In the 80s, Diane Keaton goes, I just, you know, big fan of the show, and then apparently talked to some people, didn't talk to Dave.
You never get to see the show from that vantage point.
You don't, right? And then I'm pretty sure it's the same one I watched, like 4 or 5, where she's talking about she goes to wrestling. Like, not college wrestling. She's, you have to go. It's so good. You have to see it. Her on Ellen. She's great on there. I saw Reese Witherspoon talking about Diane Keaton where she's 15 and how she was just, Diane Keaton was just amazing to Reese Witherspoon. So when you think, somebody says, looking for Mr. Goodbar. Yeah, she wasn't playing the standard role there. Okay, a little more on Diane Keaton. So in the last, 6 weeks, we've had Diane Keaton, and we all were close with her, so Bob Redford. Who else is in that category who generates that type of reaction from the movie types? If he or she passed away, and we hope that happens a long, long time from now. We mentioned one, Jack. De Niro. Pacino. Meryl Streep seems like she's in great health.
Yeah.
Devil Wears Prada 2. She'll be phenomenal at that. How many other people, if we're getting a little bit older, are in that? Because if we want to go behind the scenes, you could say Scorsese. Does Joe Pesci get that? Not at that level.
Not the same level, but he'll get plenty of ink.
Yeah, he will. It's who else do you put on that list? 651-461-9226. And do we have enough people who the way they're going are going to be on that list? Obviously, Hanks for sure.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's older, yeah. I'm even saying younger folks. Leo for sure is building that. I mean, he's there already. Eastwood, yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, Clint and Nicholson. When we saw Nicholson at this SNL 50th and he did the brief introduction, that's about all we've seen, right? In 2-3 years, or maybe was 1 or 2 Lakers game, or maybe it was disheveled.
I was going to say, he's not even courtside that much, right?
No. Helen Mirren. for sure. Bruce Willis, I guess he's in a little bit of that category. He's certainly not the credibility of these others, but he's also in a sad category.
Yeah, so with Bruce, we know it's coming.
Yeah. Sam Jackson, again, very accomplished, not Diane Keaton and Robert Redford, but a lot of movies, including one of my seven or eight favorites, Pulp Fiction, and he's made a crazy amount of money. Okay. Kathy Bates, get out of here with Kathy Bates. Okay, come on. I hope Kathy lives a long time.
Different category.
Apparently this Matlock's funny. Just for me, I'll never get past Matlock. With the Sid Lowe-led Wolves, with Chuck Davidson and some other people, and clubs getting just boat race game after game after game, and every plane trip back, maybe a little bit of breaking on film, but also watching Matlock.
So good.
And none of it is exaggerated. None of it. Jane Fonda, for sure. She looks like she's going to live another 40 years, though.
She's got a long time.
Still sharp.
Yeah.
Looks gorgeous.
Dolly? We had the Dolly scare last week.
We did. Paul Newman, I hate to break the news to you. The coolest guy ever has passed away. Gene Hackman, hate to break the news to you.
Yeah.
Has passed
did
away.
Happen.
Sly Stallone. Not accomplished, although they did Copland to try to give him an Oscar, and it didn't work. But that would be a big one. He looks like he's going to live another 50 years, too. What do we want to say about the Aquatennial and Holiday?
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. How about that news popping up late this afternoon? Susie had it in the news, where the downtown council says, we out.
We're not paying for this anymore.
You're
on your own.
The downtown council is backing out of running such events, citing budget challenges and competing priorities. Adam Dunick, I have no idea, but if Adam Dunick is not on with Adam and Dan and is not on with Vanita, I will buy you lunch for a month.
Does he have to be on both programs?
No, but the morning show puts people on no matter what. So he could be on here, and that would not stop Jimmy from booking somebody. So, but this has afternoon or morning drive written all over.
Dan, cancel Adam Dunick. Yeah. Cancel Adam Dunick.
Yes. Well, I could threaten him, buying him lunch, and he'd put him back on because he wouldn't want any of my food. Hold on, I have a text. 4:35. Yes, I nailed it. This guy, what did I say to you? This is Cook written all over it. It says Cook, but Aquatennial? Holidazzle's kind of in and out.
Yeah, that's been on ups and downs, absolutely. But
you know, we call that thin ice.
Very thin.
I mean, Aquatennial.
We were talking about Aquatennial this summer, and Lindsay Peterson came in here and told us how just a massive of a deal the fireworks show, just that in itself is, let alone the parades and all the sports tournaments and
yes,
whatever else, the milk boat races or whatever
they do. That's it. I mean, if you're from this area or you've been here for any amount of time, and I know I'm waiting for the next, oh, I'm glad, because I hope Minneapolis suffers. Just go in a corner and stay there for a while. You don't have to come here. Oh, my God, I don't know if I could get to my car today. It'll be so crazy. It'll be totally fine.
Got to go quite a ways.
Yeah, quite a distance, and I'll be shot 18 times. But if you think of Minneapolis, you think of the Aquatennial.
Call it a signature event.
It is. What else stands out more in Minneapolis? Go ahead, send me a murder. Go ahead, send me that text. a robbery, business closing. But if you're thinking the signature event that's associated with Minneapolis for an extended period of time, is it the Aquatennial number one?
Got to be.
And for me, it's the parade first. I mean, if you think of one, what do you think of?
I got to think fireworks because
Lindsay
Peterson told me to.
Yeah. And how about the milk carton? Did you ever participate in the milk carton?
No.
We did.
How'd you do?
Not bad because I really – buddies.
Your father?
Yeah, my father and I were out there. How do you think that would have went? Yeah. I need somebody to do a good impression of my father out there in honor of honor of the Aquitanial. And it's not necessarily done. It's just they're not going to sponsor it.
Yes.
They're not going to pay for it. We need other people to step. Somebody's stepping up for the Aquitanial, right?
I would think
that's
so.
Not going away.
Yes.
How about, you know who should do that? A bottom feeder card.
Wow. That would be nice.
In fact, let's go. Put it on Twitter. Adam Carter has stepped in and said, whatever the costs are, I will cover the Aquitanial.
What a giver. To the people of Minneapolis and the greater Minnesota area, we all thank you.
And if he doesn't, run him over in a car.
That's fair, too.
Run him over in a car.
Just like Susie would any of those turkeys in her.
Exactly, and she's still looking for that chip story. All right, he's in for Jason. I know if you're on social media, you might not know this. The Jason's in Greece, and I think every spot somehow will be sponsored in some way. He was even sponsoring him packing his clothes. And the next time he goes to the bathroom, is that going to be sponsored also?
Could be.
It wouldn't shock me. Text away on all these topics, and then we got a great one about people who have had enough of you folks who are obsessed with leaves. All that next with Mr. Afternoon Drive himself, Adam Robert Carter next. Adam, you know me. I'm really normally not that civic-minded, but I've lived here the majority of my life, and this news that you have stepped in for the downtown council to pay all Aquitanial costs.
Well, thanks for spoiling it. I was going to announce that at 4:35.
I hate to, listen, we're in the news-breaking business here. So why did you decide to do this? And when will you, if Carol Levin comes by or other TV station, they want to talk to you, will you talk to them
about
this?
Absolutely. Let's broadcast it. Make it a big deal.
Approximately how much money do you plan to put in?
Whatever it takes. That's an open checkbook, my friend.
What do you think it is to resuscitate? You know, I'm still thinking about a lot of episodes of The Pit. To bring the Aquitanial back to life.
I have no idea.
$250,000?
Is that enough?
I don't know.
I mean, it's still a 4-day event now, right? Didn't it used to be like 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, you want to bring it back to 2 weeks. So I'm assuming you're bringing that back.
Commodores. Only men can be Commodores.
Okay. It won't be DEI.
No DEI, right? Okay. They got to be fit.
Yeah. No right? woke.
No more fat Commodores, okay?
I was so good. And then the first pitch of the National Guard descending into Chicago was like four of the fattest guys ever. You know, Pete had to be having the heart attack. What else in Minneapolis is even close to the Aquitanial, though, as a signature event? Because it's not Hollidazzle.
No.
Hollidazzle's nice.
Yeah.
I like it. But the Loring Park one, then they came back. Aquitanial, I mean, I just think as a kid how big the milk carton race was in the parade. The two of us were a part of the parade.
Parade, right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think, I'm trying to think some other Uptown Art Festival or.
But is that even in Uptown anymore, right? Didn't we move it to like Southdale Park?
Anything in Uptown anymore? Yeah.
You know. Also, Diane Keaton. You first think of Diane Keaton. What comes to mind?
Beige. Wore a lot of beige.
She did wear a lot of beige.
A lot of hats.
Always
had a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like her style? Or I'm sensing the tone of beige you did not.
She
had to wear a skirt. Well, let's forget. This guy did tell us a couple weeks ago, women need to wear makeup, so I assume because Annie didn't dress female enough for you, you didn't care for
it. I respect Diane Keaton's work.
You're not going to miss her.
It's hard. It's cold. A little cold to say I'm not going to miss her.
Go with that. Opening segment.
I'm a huge fan.
Who's died recently and you're not going to miss? Yeah. You know?
We get in trouble if we do that, and we'll get canceled by somebody.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Anything but that. You know, that's really what.
Are there times where you want to be canceled?
Well, how canceled am I? Is it over?
As in over. Like,
no.
You say something outrageous.
No,
I don't.
I like my job. I like working with this guy. Occasionally working with you. Yeah. I don't want to be canceled. I do want the brand manager to come up with somebody so I'm canceled Thursday. You know? Why don't you do 6 hours Thursday?
Well, if you do six tomorrow, I'll do six Thursday.
Where are you tomorrow?
Well, I'm missing my daughter's final volleyball game tomorrow. When I agreed to
do
the
care for your kids
afternoon
all?
I mean, drive, I thought volleyball was over, and I was neglected to realize there's one more match.
Were you at the birth?
I was. I can confirm.
Conception?
I look at her now. I'm not so sure about that.
They're both very attractive, so they're great
easy.
Kids.
Wow, jeez, oh, my God.
Listen,
wow.
I'm going to wait 10 more years before I ask. It's got to be. I'd like to call you Dad.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal of the folks out east who are so sick of the folks who are driving in their yards and everything, seeing the fall leaves.
The foliage, yeah.
I love this. Put up obstacles. Stop them. You used to agree with this policy, but now that you're on afternoon drive, I think you're going to play it safe.
Yeah. Mr. Everyman.
We used to say 10 minutes max to see fall colors. Are you still with me? That's the furthest you should drive.
Oh.
To out of your way to see fall colors. 10 minutes.
Yeah, if that's the sole reason you're driving around, then yes. I mean if you want to go and book a cabin up north and have friends, the sole reason can't be just to look at
it. It can't be.
No.
Because they're everywhere down here.
Right. I mean, it is prettier to see fall leaves.
You're losing your ripping fall cred
when
there.
You're on, on a bountiful body of water.
Yeah, if there's water, sure. Guess what? We got a few lakes down here.
Right, but we only have one Lake Superior. Do we have a Great Lake in
the
state?
I don't know. Why don't you put the map back up here? Put the map back up. See today when you open the show, identify how many people since Cannon left have hosted afternoon drive.
Oh.
Have the audience chime in how many people. Because it used to be
like full-time, not like part-time.
No, I think I do the whole thing because Don for a day.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was mainly TV people who Wendy paid with gift certificates who struggled mightily. Is that a fair assessment, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why DeRusha is a rarity. A former TV person who has the gift of gab and doesn't need the prompter in front of him. But hosted, it's Shelby, it's Moose.
Michelle Tafoya.
I filled in for Michelle on a fair amount when I was first over here. Vermont.
Al Malmberg.
That's an interesting choice. Vermont claims, in fact, it's a bad choice. Vermont claims, because he would say some racist comments. Vermont claims they welcome 2.5 million visitors who came just for the autumn visits. No way in hell. 2.5 million people go to Vermont just to see fall colors. You're not buying that, are you?
No, I do buy that. It's close enough to big population centers where absolutely people are driving to Vermont to see that. How dare you question Meet Vermont's numbers?
Dave, come on. 2.5 million to
there
Vermont?
Are easily that many saps in that area of the country.
Good
saps.
Pun.
Thank I like you. It. Saps.
Good to go to Vermont, pun, baby. I mean. Should these folks be committed? Driving hours and hours to see maple?
It's not that far.
Yeah. What do you got? Give me your opening item here.
With all the emotional reunions we've seen today, I've been thinking of one person, my radio partner, and I want to talk to her right away at the start of the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.